Minnesota, let me tell you something. Ant dropped 44 points against the Cavs, and it made absolutely no difference. Why did they get rid of Karl Anthony? I know, listen, for a Knicks fan, I love that I've got Karl Anthony Towns. Why in the hell did Minnesota ever get rid of him? Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to TKM Sports Podcast. Hope you all doing good. I know I said earlier in the last video we would do the NBA trade deadline, right? The NBA is in its peak right now. It's been incredible. I don't think we've ever seen a deadline this crazy. And I'm not going to cover every single trade because there were tons of them. But I am going to cover the big-time moves for the big-time players and the big-time teams. So obviously, if we had to start with it, right? There are a couple players that really we never thought would get traded. Luka Doncic, he's number one. Nobody ever thought he would get moved. We thought he was going to be with Dallas for life. And Nico Harrison and them had other plans. And even Mark Cuban didn't understand. He's like, why don't trade Luka, right? Luka just took us to the finals. Him and Kyrie. And now we're going to move on with AD, which looks like it's not going to pay off because it's Anthony Davis. Why, he's an incredible player. He's injury prone a lot. And it looks like after his first game with the Mavericks, he might be out for a while. So, and Luka's getting ready to play with LeBron. Overall, for that trade, I don't think that trade should ever happen. It's a crazy trade. It benefits the Lakers a lot because they need a franchise player. And the Mavericks, I guess it puts together a well-rounded team for the next 3 or 4 years. Maybe. That's just, you're hoping Klay Thompson and Kyrie Irving stay. But that's just how that looks right now. To me, I don't think that trade should never happen. Luka's one of the best players we've ever seen. Whoever thought one of the best players in the game of basketball today would have been moved like that? For Anthony Davis, everybody treats him like he's not a very good player. I mean, he's a stud. But we're talking about, you know, a 25-year-old Luka. Who could potentially be on, who could have been with the Mavericks the next 13, 14 years if he wanted to be. If he wanted to play 20-some years, he could have. But now I guess his story is going to start with the Lakers, and maybe it's better off. Who knows? Who knows for Anthony Davis? I mean, it's probably better off for AD because he wasn't going to be the future in LA. And LeBron only has probably about a year. He might retire at the end of this season. He might. Play one more year. Who knows, right? We don't know how long LeBron James is going to continue playing. And they've been a bad situation for AD. So AD joining Kyrie, joining Klay Thompson, joining PJ Washington and all those guys in Dallas, that's a huge benefit for him. But I don't know if it's such a huge benefit for Luka. But we'll see, right? So those two players were really the big-time trades, right? And then we have Jimmy Butler, who caused absolute havoc with Miami. To get out, he wanted out really bad, and Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. Now, originally, I don't know how I felt about it. I mean, I thought it'd be okay, right? Like, it'll make him play. Like, I didn't think Jimmy Butler would come out in his debut game with 25 points and already have good chemistry with Steph and Draymond. Jimmy Butler's a dog. I don't think they have enough to go to the finals, but if Jimmy Butler's already starting out his debut game like that with them, dude, they're just going to have to add a couple more pieces next year and they can make the finals. I mean, Curry, Draymond, and Jimmy. Jimmy's a dog, and Jimmy's got that, you know, that hardcore mentality, something that Phoenix wanted really bad because they don't have that type of hardcore mentality. And Jimmy Butler brings it to the table. Jimmy Butler is really, I mean, he is the old workhorse. He believes, you know, this hardcore method. And it's worked for him. It took Miami to the finals multiple times. It could have taken the Philadelphia 76ers if they would have took him over Tobias Harris. And it's going to take the Warriors somewhere. With him and Draymond, that's going to be a great duo. And Steph Curry needs a partner. Another partner who can score a good amount of points. And Jimmy Butler is that guy. So I love this trio that they're going to have. It's definitely going to push the Warriors into the play-in. Because they were struggling, so it's definitely going to push the Warriors into the play-in. It won't get them deep in the playoffs this year. Maybe I'm wrong, but from my point of view right now, I don't think they're a deep playoff team right now. I just don't think they're a conference finals team right now. I think they're probably two or three pieces, just two or three subpar guy pieces away from having a finals appearance again. So that's what I think Jimmy Butler means to the Warriors. DeAndre Hunter to the Cavs. Now we could say this isn't a big move, but overall it is a big move for the Cavs. The Cavs needed a forward. They needed another forward who could shoot. He's a 3-and-D guy who is great, and they got him. They didn't give up a whole much to get him. Cleveland is adding and stacking the box. They are preparing to play Boston. They want a deep run against Boston in the playoffs. Cleveland's got the team to do it. They really do. Evan Mobley has been great this year. Donovan Mitchell's been great this year. Jared Allen's a big piece. You know, you got those two guys are dominant in the paint. Now you're adding Hunter with Garland. And they have a deep bench, deep roster already. Cleveland is preparing themselves to be able to take on Boston deep in the playoffs. We'll see what they can do, right? We'll see what they can do. I'm not sure if they can, you know, really be able to do that. You know, Boston, we're going to see. I think they're going to amp it up towards playoff time. I think DeAndre Hunter gives them a good 3-and-D. It makes it another guy to guard Jason Tatum when it matters the most. And I like DeAndre Hunter. He's a solid player. He was a solid player in Atlanta, and he will be good for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Brandon Ingram to the Raptors. Now, Brandon Ingram, I like this move for a potential reason. Brandon Ingram was supposed to be the next Kevin Durant, and he is not. He's a great scorer, but he didn't become the superstar that everybody thought he would be. The Raptors have gone really young, right? Quickly to RJ Barrett to now Brandon Ingram. They've got a really young core with this team, a really young core, and they have a lot of potential to build on this young core. And this might be a moment for Brandon Ingram to explode. Now, this says a lot about the Pelicans as well. Can Zion and CJ McCollum really come together as a duo, explode, without Brandon Ingram taking too much of the points away from them, too? We'll see. And can Brandon Ingram and like an RJ Barrett become a duo and explode? Brandon Ingram is a scoring machine. Can he become that superstar we're wanting him to be? Can he become that guy? He's already a star. He's got a lot of potential to become. He should be like Kevin Durant. He should be basically Kevin Durant to the second. He's that good from the field. He's just going to have. I want to see him amp it up. I want to see Brandon Ingram amp it up in Toronto. So I'd love to see that. That's a pretty pivotal piece for them. So we'll see what they do. The Raptors just keep building young like the Rockets are, like the Grizzlies are. Keep building young, and they're going to get better and better. Kyle Kuzma to the Bucks. Now, I know Kyle Kuzma isn't a huge move. I know Middleton went to the Wizards. But here's what. Middleton, older, has not been producing well on the Bucks. So to move him to the Wizard, they had to move him. Got Kyle Kuzma, young guy, a lot of life, you know, plays really effectively. He played effective with the Wizards. He'll play effective with the Bucks. The Bucks need younger talent, and they need a little bit more depth and some type of help for Damian Lillard and Giannis. Bobby Portis, he's been there. I know he's not in the trade, but he's been a stud for them. Kuzma's going to benefit that. Kuzma's going to be able to help them defensively and, you know, mid-range jumpers. Kuzma's going to nail them. So Kuzma's a big-time piece to be able to put with Giannis and Damian Lillard and be able to boost that starting five a little bit more. The Bucks needed some life. They were struggling. And Kyle Kuzma might be that little piece that can. I don't think they are championship 10 contenders as of right now. They could be, but I got to see a little bit more. They played well on Sunday against the 76ers, but I need to see a little bit more in the second half of the season. Let's see what Milwaukee does after this trade deadline and after the All-Star break. That's what I want to see. I want to see what Milwaukee does after the All-Star break in the last 30 games. Let's see what they, you know, if they amp it up. Zach LaVine to the Kings. Now, I don't think this is a big-time move. Went from the Bulls to the Kings. I mean, not really a big beneficial move. Zach LaVine, I feel bad for him because he wanted to stay in Chicago so bad. Now he's with the Kings, and I think the Kings are an absolute disaster. I do think he will spark, you know, some fun for the Kings. We'll see, you know, we're going to see some awesome dunks, and, you know, basically he's going to do what he did with the Bulls. I mean, I don't think this benefits the Kings at all, getting Zach LaVine. I just don't think I'd rather them get picks than get Zach LaVine, because Zach LaVine, while he's a good player, I don't think he doesn't boost you. It's the same thing with the Bulls. You're just getting a repeat with the Bulls. That's all you're getting. So I just want to bring up Zach LaVine because, you know, he's a good player. He's just bound to always be on bad teams and bad moments. Like when Minnesota was bad, he was on that team. Bulls are bad. Kings are bad. Like, he just keeps adding up on bad teams. My favorite, I know the Luka and Anthony Davis and Jimmy Butler, those are a lot of everybody's favorite. My favorite trade of this NBA deadline is De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs. First of all, De'Aaron Fox is young. He loves San Antonio. He got a lot of family in San Antonio. And a duo with Wemby. And not only that, by the way, he had a killer debut game. He's had a killer recent couple games with Wemby. 24, 13, and 5 in his debut with Wemby. Dude, that's like a duo we could have for years. The Spurs are a couple pieces away from being really special. They really are. Castle off the bench. I eventually think that guy's going to be in the starting lineup as the shooting guard. CP3 is there, but Castle really should be in that spot. That dude has been balling for those guys. The Spurs are so close. I think they need a little bit deeper bench. And listen, they've got a team. De'Aaron Fox and Wemby. You could have these guys for the next 10 years together. And this duo is going to be elite and fun to watch. So that one excites me because I love De'Aaron Fox. I love the way he plays. And I love Victor Wembanyama. And to have it's like a Tony Parker, a better version, personally, a better athlete, Tony Parker, and Tim Duncan with Wemby. So the NBA has been insane. Coming up in the All-Star break, right? A lot of teams, you know, we expect a lot better from some teams. And some teams, you know, it's been disappointing, right? Bucks, for example. I think the Bucks have been disappointing the last 2 years, really. That's why I said the last 30 games. I think it's crucial to see what Milwaukee does in these last 30 games in the Eastern Conference. Boston and Cleveland have been the top dogs. New York falling behind. My Knicks. Love my Knicks. We got no bench. I mean, that was the bad part. We gave up DiVincenzo and Randall to get Cat. It took a lot from our bench. And, I mean, that just killed it. We have a great starting five. We just don't have a bench. And, you know, Anobi being out, it's really hurt us. And we kind of just fell flat on our face against Boston the other night, which was awful. I didn't want to see that, but hey, it happens sometimes, right? Sometimes things happen. Detroit's had a better, Kate Cunningham and them have had a better year. Sixth spot in the Eastern Conference, didn't expect that. I mean, playing well, they're getting better. Indiana, sleeper team. Indiana's a sleeper team. Got to see a little bit more from them, but in the playoffs, they're a really good team, so we'll see what they can produce in the playoffs. Philadelphia's been the bust this year. I know Joel Embiid's been hurt. He's hurt every year. I know Paul George and Tyrese Maxey, they're finally getting back together. Tyrese Maxey's the best player on the 76ers, in my opinion. The dude's been the best player all around. Paul George needs to contribute more to the table. Probably made a mistake leaving L.A. Probably should have stayed in L.A. or gone somewhere else and taken less money. Because the 76ers are 20-32. They have a chance. I think they'll make the play-in, but man, it's been a rough start for their season. It's been pretty awful. The Western Conference has been Oklahoma City. By far the best team. And Chet hasn't even played half the season. I don't know how many games he's played. He hadn't really played many games this season. And Oklahoma City's been dominating. Memphis has been a sleeper team. Ja Morant. We haven't talked about Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies and how they have played. Second in the Western Conference. Denver is coming out of nowhere. Finally picking it up. Russell Westbrook to Jokic to Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon. We know that lineup. Houston Rockets have been good. Ime Udoka, old Boston Celtics head coach, really turned this Rockets team around. Has really made them special. So I'm proud of what has gone on for the Houston Rockets this year. They've had a heck of a season. The Lakers, they were doing well. And maybe Luka elevates them, maybe not. I think Mark Williams, if he could have been, I know Dalton Connect's going back. Mark Williams would have been a crucial piece for them, and now they don't have him, which sucks. The Clippers, they're an average team. James Harden getting older, Kawhi Leonard barely being able to produce for them this year. they've done well enough to continue winning. Minnesota, let me tell you something. Anthony dropped 44 points against the Cavs, and it made absolutely no difference. Why did they get rid of Karl Anthony? I know. Listen, for a Knicks fan, I love that I've got Karl Anthony Towns. Why in the hell did Minnesota ever get rid of him? He had a great duo with Cat, and they got rid of him, and now Ant's dropping a whole bunch of points, and they can't win games. Dallas, like I said, they have all the potential in the world to be a top contender in the Western Conference, as long as they're healthy. Golden State, jump up there. They'll be a lot deeper in the play-in, possibly could make the sixth spot. Sacramento, I think, will drop out, and Phoenix will come back in. And I do think the Spurs can sneak their way into the play-in this year. So Sacramento's coming out of there, and it's either Phoenix or the Spurs. We'll see what happens there. But that's what the NBA All-Star Break's coming up. Hope everybody loves the All-Star Break. So hope you all enjoy the All-Star Break. This is a short episode, but talk about the NBA season coming up. NBA season's already in, but All-Star Break got last 30 games. Playoffs going to be here in about a month and a half. We're going to see the NBA playoffs. NHL's coming up, but NHL's coming up as well. And the playoffs are coming around the same time. But right now, basketball, man. Basketball. And let's see. I cannot wait to talk playoff basketball. Let's see if Cleveland really can make the finals without LeBron James. We'll see. So, anyway, hope you all enjoy. All-Star Break's coming up soon. Hope you all enjoy the NBA playoffs. Going to talk about the Super Bowl, a little bit of recap in either the past episode or the next episode. So I haven't made a decision on which time I'm going to post this episode. But anyway, hope you all enjoy this NBA season. Hope you all enjoy the Super Bowl, and I'll see y'all next time.